That's Don Tolliver. He's a headliner at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater tonight here at Summerfest. John and Julia with you here until 5:40. Then we're out of here because it's Brewers baseball up next. There's another big, cool event going on this weekend. It's up at Elkhart Lakes Road America. It's the IndyCar weekend. It's super high profile. The best drivers in the world will be there, and so will Douglas Bowles. Doug is the president of IndyCar and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I had the chance to talk to Doug earlier today. It's a huge weekend for us here, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions about that in a minute, but I have to start by asking you about the iconic Indy Speedway. I grew up watching the Indy 500 with my grandpa year after year. It's part of my family tradition. What Indy 500 tradition means the most to you personally?
Well, being born and raised in Indiana, it's that moment when back home again in Indiana is performed just before the command is given to start the engines for the Indy 500. It's my favorite part of the 500. Frankly, it's my favorite 90 seconds of the year. So that's an easy one for me to answer.
So I was just reflecting on, you know, as I grew up, it was so big time. I mean, it was when A.J. Foyt was racing and the Unser brothers, then Elio Castroneves kind of moved in there. And I can think of so many individual moments that involved the race. The last couple of races have been incredible in Indy. Do you have a favorite moment or two of the 500?
Yeah, I think there's several of them for me. Obviously, my first Indy 500 coming with my dad as a 10-year-old in 1977, that was a really big deal for me. I still remember that every day I get to come to work. Elio Castroneves winning his fourth, A.J. Foyt winning his fourth.
Yeah,
I mean, those are big moments. But hard to get much better than the finish of this year's Indy 500 in terms of big moments with Felix Rosenquist just barely getting across the start-finish line to win this year's 500.
My bucket list is to get down there. Tell me what it's like to be in the infield or really close to the track when those cars are flying around. Paint the picture for me.
Yeah, the biggest thing is people don't really understand how big the facility is. You know, it's essentially a mile long by a half a mile wide. And inside the racetrack itself, it's the second largest city in the state of Indiana. It was 350,000 people here. That's the part that to me sticks out, that people just are amazed every time they get to see it. The cars are super fast, you know, 240 miles an hour heading down the straightaway. The loud noise, it's just like a musical noise in a good way. But it's just being around all those people that it's one of those moments that if you get a chance to do it, you got to do it just to say you've been part of that big, huge crowd that shows up every year. And next year we get to do it for the 111th time.
How does racing at Indianapolis or at Road America balance preserving traditions with attracting younger audiences and changing?
That's one of the biggest challenges we have for sure, is trying to figure out what's so important to our DNA that you can't change it, but at the same time being prepared to change so that you get that next generation to be interested in. And in a lot of ways, the Indy 500 and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is a lot like Road America. Road America is such a great facility, probably the best road course in the country in terms of its beauty and the event experience and the camping that goes on up there. It's so much more than a race, and it's been around for a long time. So the people that come are part of it, but we got to change enough to get young kids here. So we have a lot of music here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I know that the folks at Road America are making that camping experience one that is a lot of fun, a lot of activity, a lot of freedom for people to wander around the facility. It's like being in a park, frankly. And those are the things that we all have to work on. We got to find that next generation that's going to carry on the tradition of IndyCar racing going forward.
What do the drivers think of the course at Road America?
You know, Road America is a place that if you were to ask the drivers, you know, what are your most important races on the NTT IndyCar Series schedule of 18 races, I think they would tell you it's in their top two or three because of the history, but because of the uniqueness. It's 4 miles long. It's got a super long, fast front straightaway. The corners are beautiful. You're going back to your Canada corner. You're driving through the woods. I mean, there's just something super unique about it. And then the number of people that show up and camp and are part of it. This would be one of the favorite facilities for drivers, not just because of the track itself, but because of the way the fans embrace the experience. And there are just so many fans throughout that huge 4 mile racetrack.
Doug Boyles, the president of IndyCar, is with us on WTMJ. Is a road course more difficult than the oval? Is the oval more difficult, or is that not a fair comparison because they're so different?
They are really different, and I think it depends on who you are and how you were brought up in racing. There are people that are brought up, all they do is oval racing, and then it's really hard to adapt to a road course. And there are people that are brought up on the road course racing, that it's hard for them to adapt. Although I would say that a road course driver has a better chance of adapting to the ovals. What's unique about the IndyCar series is in order to win a championship, you have to be good on ovals, on the road course, and also on the street circuits where we actually race through downtown streets, and that's what makes our series so fun. So it sort of depends on who you talk to, but generally I think the road courses tend to be a little, and those folks that have a background in road course racing tend to be able to adapt across all of our disciplines better than folks that started on the oval side.
Indy coming to Road America this Father's Day weekend. Fans in Wisconsin and across the Midwest will be here, really across the world. What should fans expect when they come out for the full weekend, Doug?
Well, I think just the activity on track. So it's not just the Indy cars. It's the Indy Next series, which is the step just below Indy car. It's a lot of the other support series of different race cars that are taking place. So there's always something on track. But what's great about Road America, it's just the experience. So walking around the facility, seeing the people at the concession stands, it's crazy to say, but the food offerings at Road America are something that really captures me every time I come, and it's an awful lot of fun. Every corner you go to is a different type of beer, a different type of food. And one of the best merchandise stores on the entire circuit, and frankly, in my mind, in terms of sporting facilities, is actually at Road America. And I go through there every year, and it's just amazing just to see the great merchandise, the great interesting things that you can pick up at that racetrack. So it's a great fan experience. It's a great time. I got my racing license at Road America in the middle 90s, and it's a really special place for me as well when I get to come back.
It's an amazing place with the paddock access, the family activities, all of that stuff. The track itself is, Doug, you know better than I do, kind of known for the combination of speed, elevation, the long straightaways, the big braking zones. You mentioned Canada Corner, the carousel, all that combined. What kind of racing does that create for IndyCar drivers and fans?
It creates some really good racing, and there's some strategy. It's not just who can go the fastest, right? They're thinking about fuel. They're thinking about saving tires, so tires last longer. So it is a race that also has some strategy to it, not just being the fastest on track. So that plays into it as well. And I think, you know, if you're at the braking zone going into turn five, for example, is a great passing zone, and the number of people that watch from down there. And as you said, the high speeds going into Canada Corner or the high speeds at the end of the front straightaway, if you love to see that, are great locations to watch. There is massive elevation change coming up the front stretch. As you come to the start-finish line, it's just one of those tracks that has so many unique experiences for the fans in terms of visually watching and for the drivers in terms of driving, and I think that's why they enjoy it so much.
All right, so it's Road America this weekend. You're back in Milwaukee later this year. We're very excited that tradition is back in Milwaukee. What's it like to race the Oval in Milwaukee?
You know, there was a long period of time where every year after the Indy 500, the place that the IndyCar series went was Milwaukee, and it has as much history as the Indianapolis 500. The racetrack there in Milwaukee is actually older than the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So between Milwaukee, that's a mile long, and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it's 2.5 miles long. You know, we have two of the oldest racing facilities in the world, and it's really cool that we get a chance to run on both of them. The flat oval there produces very exciting racing, very fast racing, a lot of close racing, and it's a great opportunity for fans too. Fans can camp out in the infield, they can camp out outside there on the oval. So the opportunity for us to come up to Wisconsin twice a year means I get to go to the Cheese Castle four times on my way in and on my way out. You know, I'm that tourist, right? I'm the guy that has to stop and walk through the Cheese Castle.
I love it.
But, you know, we love coming to Wisconsin. We love Road America. Actually, I'm camping at Road America.
Wow.
The fun for me is camping there and then hanging out with the fans at night. And if somebody has not camped at Road America, even if you're not a race fan, you have to go to Road America and camp there. There is nothing like it on our entire circuit for sure, and not a lot like it in terms of opportunities for camping.
Incredible stuff. Going to be a great weekend. RoadAmerica.com is the website. Tickets are still available. Make it part of your Father's Day. RoadAmerica.com. Doug Bowles is the president of IndyCar and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Doug, thank you so much for making some time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Love being up here in Wisconsin.